This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demand an investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Katrina Shankland on the topic of the HSHS closures.
Especially as it relates to HSHS and Prevea, I think knowing that they only had to comply within a 90-day limit to warn folks locally in Chippewa Valley about the doors closing is a significant problem that we need to fix, and we need an all-of-government approach to do so.
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Eric Wilson on the topic of health care.
I'm the only one in this race that supports a Medicare for All system. Because if we don't have our health, what do we have? Not a lot. And we shouldn't have to make the decision of, do I go get my prescriptions or do I put food on my table?
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. Chippewa Valley Technical College played host to the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum on Tuesday night. Here's Rebecca Cook on the topic of corporate PAC money.
We're running against somebody like Derek Van Orden, who is very happy to take special interest dollars. All of us here have taken a no corporate PAC pledge. So we're not going to let those corporations infiltrate what we're going to be doing for working families in Washington.
The primary vote will be held on August 13th. A local electrical workers union held a press conference on Tuesday to express their concerns on unions and clean energy in the state. According to a WEAU report, the IBEW expressed concerns that if elected again, former President Donald Trump would roll back union jobs and the clean energy economy in the state. State Representative Jody Emerson also attended the press conference and expressed her concerns that the Republican-controlled State Assembly and Senate aren't devoting enough money to renewable energy. Sylvan Learning Centers of Western Wisconsin and Eau Claire and Hudson are looking for community support to help kids in need ahead of the new school year. According to a press release, the organization has launched their Backpack and School Supplies Drive, which seeks to provide kids in need with things like notebooks, calculators, and backpacks to take financial pressure off families. The drive will run through August 16th, and donations can be brought to either Sylvan Learning Center building or a variety of other locations. Agnes's Table, Trinity Methodist Church, and the Chippewa Falls YMCA are teaming up to fight food insecurity. According to a WQOW report, Agnes's Table will begin offering their dinner services at the church on 201 West Central Street beginning on September 3rd, and on September 4th, the food pantry will be moving to the YMCA location at 611 Jefferson Avenue. The organizations expect the changes will help them serve more people in the area. They are also looking for community donations to help support the food pantry. An autopsy on a woman who was an inmate in the Chippewa County Jail was scheduled for Tuesday after she was pronounced dead on Sunday. According to a WEAU report, Chippewa County officials say the woman was transported from the jail to a hospital on July 4th, where she was pronounced brain dead on July 10th. Chippewa County Coroner Ron Patton was on site for the autopsy, which was performed by the Ramsey County Coroner. Results of the autopsy could take 6 weeks to be revealed. The city of Menominee will soon allow residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs on city roads. On Monday, the city council approved the proposal, making it more convenient for riders to use their vehicles without having to put them on a trailer to take them to one of the three trails in town. City officials expect the ordinance to get its final approval in early August, and when approved, riders should be allowed to use the streets beginning in early October. A map of the roads that are not included in the change can be found online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's seen it. He's been around the league forever. And, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.